Hello and welcome to the English with Andrea podcast. I'm your teacher, Andrea Giordano from studywithandrea.com. I'm so glad you joined me today. Today we will be talking all about the TOEFL test. Before we do, I want to let you know that everything you need to pass the TOEFL test is at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. That's studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. There you will find resources to help you get your dream score on the TOEFL test. We have video courses, audio packs, and a lot more. So check it out at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. In this lesson, we will be talking about what universities accept the TOEFL test. So you're ready to study abroad. You have found the perfect school and you're ready to prove your English proficiency. However, you have no idea if the university you want to attend accepts the TOEFL test. The amazing news is that in a survey of almost 300 randomly selected students, 90% of those surveyed students who took the TOEFL test got into their first or second choice university. The TOEFL test can open doors all around the world. So today we will explain the rules regarding the TOEFL test as entry into university, and we'll talk some about visa issuing rules as it relates to the TOEFL and much more. So let's get started. So number one, where is the TOEFL test accepted? First off, the TOEFL is accepted in more than 11,000 universities and institutions in more than 150 countries. It's widely accepted all around the world, but not every university or institution accepts it. We will talk about how this breaks down with each country and what you can expect when it comes to having the TOEFL test being accepted. The TOEFL test is the most widely used and approved test to assess English language proficiency in the world, especially when it comes to proof of study, work, and immigration. Countries that accept the TOEFL are all over the world, but especially in the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the United Kingdom, and much of Europe. It is necessary to study the specific process of the country that you are interested in to be able to adapt to the rules and know what you need to get into that university. So let's talk about a country-by-country guide to TOEFL acceptance. First of all, let's start with the United States. That's the country I live in. All right, in the United States, the TOEFL is accepted everywhere, with 9 out of 10 universities preferring the TOEFL test over all other English proficiency tests. To gain a student visa in the United States, it is necessary to be accepted by an accredited American institution, which will request a proof of fluency in English before applying for a student visa. After approval from that university, you will go to the U.S. Embassy or consulate in your country and conduct an interview to be issued the visa. In the interview, you will provide financial proof that you are able to stay in the United States for the time that you said, and you will provide financial proof so that they know that there's a reason for you to return to your country of origin once your studies are finished. So that's the United States and how that relates to the TOEFL test. Now let's look at Australia. So a visa is required for all foreign students wishing to study in Australia. To obtain a visa, it is necessary to present the required fluency to the Australian Department of Home Affairs. The TOEFL score can be used for the purposes of such proof. It's also necessary to check the score required by the university to which you're applying, as the score varies from institution to institution. The TOEFL score can also be used for issuing temporary or even permanent visas. Now let's look at New Zealand. New Zealand. Did you know that the TOEFL is accepted by 100% of New Zealand universities? So if you study at, if you're planning to study at university in New Zealand, they accept the TOEFL. To issue visas to enter New Zealand universities, it is possible to use the TOEFL score as a means of proof. Scoring requirements must be verified directly with each institution. It's also possible to use that TOEFL IBT score to issue a permanent qualified migration visa. However, a minimum of 79 points is required, and you must have taken it within the last 2 years, which is true for all of the TOEFL tests. It only lasts for 2 years to be valid. So according to the TOEFL website, scores are also recognized by the New Zealand Qualifications Authority, or NZQA, for Institutes of Technology and Polytechnics, or ITPs, and Private Training Institutions, or PTEs. Now let's talk about Canada. Here's great news. The TOEFL test is accepted by 100% of Canadian universities. And 80% of Canadian graduate programs say that they prefer the TOEFL test over all other English proficiency tests. So not only is it accepted everywhere in Canada, but they prefer that you take the TOEFL test over other tests. That means that in Canada, it is the gold standard of English proficiency tests. The rule is that foreigners need to have a student visa to study in Canada. Because of that reason, it is necessary to take an English proficiency test in addition to being accepted by a Canadian university, presenting both the letter of acceptance and your TOEFL score with the application. Now let's talk about the United Kingdom. Another bit of great news. 100% of UK universities accept the TOEFL test as a form of entry and proof of proficiency. For the UK student visa, there are two possibilities. Number one, if you are a citizen of the European Union, it is not necessary to have a student visa. For foreigners outside of the EU, a visa must be requested from the British consulate or embassy for a student visa. As for the score to be required to obtain the student visa, level 4 is required. Keep in mind that the UK Ministry of the Interior, as a secure English language test, or SELT, is no longer recognized. A process was established by this ministry that allows each university to choose the method that best meets their need. In compliance with this determination, each university has the autonomy to issue a confirmation of acceptance of studies, or CAS, for students who obtain valid scores that are not included in the SELT list, an example of the TOEFL IBT test. Now let's talk about Europe. The TOEFL is accepted by top European universities. Not 100% of them, but definitely by the top European universities. When we talk about the European Union or the Schengen area, the visa type varies depending on the period that you are going to stay. For example, if you are studying 89 days or less, you don't need a student visa. But for visas for 90 days or more, you must obtain a long-term student visa or residence permit. Before enrollment, you must be accepted by a reputable European Union institution. The application must be sent to the country in which you wish to study, together with other documents and necessary evidence. Examples of required documents are a passport, letter of acceptance, medical insurance, proof of language proficiency, like the TOEFL, and financial proof. As for the analysis time, it can vary from 30 to 90 days. But if you get no response after 90 days, there's a possibility that your application has been rejected and it would be necessary to contact the visa office. Here are my final thoughts. In summary, you should follow these steps to see if you should take the TOEFL test. Number one, research whether the university of your choice accepts the TOEFL IBT as a form of admission. You want to verify that. If possible, contact the admissions department to be sure of the required score that you need to get. The score can vary based on your intended course, so it's necessary to search specifically for your major or degree program. Then secondly, find out if your score meets the requirements defined by the immigration department of the country you will be studying in. It's a basic two-step process, and hopefully this lesson showed you where it's accepted and where it's not. Are you ready to start studying for the TOEFL test? Then check out the amazing TOEFL preparation tools that we have at studywithandrea.com/TOEFL. There you can find video courses, audio packs, and PDFs to help you get the score of your dreams. Until next time, happy learning!